I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Pueblo City Council has received a request to make a city-owned building temporarily available to the homeless for when temperatures drop below freezing. The chieftain reports renovations to the Pueblo Rescue Mission building are not expected to be finished until late December. When finished, the building will have 50 permanent beds for adult men, 40 beds for adult women, and space for 50 mats on the floor. About one-third of Colorado cities and towns are holding elections on November 7th, and while not on the current ballot in Colorado Springs or Pueblo, the most common question voters statewide will face is whether to allow their community to explore other options for receiving broadband. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
State law requires cities and towns that want to consider other ways of getting broadband to first ask voters. Kevin Balmer is the deputy director of the Colorado Municipal League, which advocates for cities and towns at the state capitol. He says 69 cities have already passed similar questions.
Just a continuation of the theme we've seen all along. Folks aren't happy with their existing broadband service. They want to empower their local government to explore other options,
such as a public-private partnership with the city owning the infrastructure, or in some cases, the city providing broadband. Even with pushback from the telecom industry, all of the previous elections on the issue have so far been successful. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.